The following is a pre-recorded program.
You may plan to vote for Donald Trump as president, but please, enough with the Trump prophecies.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, biblical scholar and cultural commentator, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity. Call 866-34-TRUTH to get on The Line of Fire. And now, here's your host, Dr. Michael Brown.
Hey friends, this is Michael Brown. I will not be taking calls today. There's a ton of content we are going to cover. But I want to remind you, if you're not getting our emails, probably next week is when it's going to be coming out, our first ever frontline newsletter. It's going to take you on the front lines, take you behind the scenes, and let you know some of what we're doing, some of what we're seeing, encouraging testimonies for you. We'll have a Hebrew word study each month, all kinds of neat features, and it's absolutely free. It'll be sent out digital, so you can read it on your cell phone, tablet, computer, wherever you are, anywhere in the world, absolutely free. So if you're not getting my email, sign up now, thelineoffire.org. You'll see it right on the homepage. Sign up for our frontline newsletter. Okay, I wrote an article, came out this week, enough already with the Trump prophecies. My issue is not if you believe that Donald Trump should be president in 2024. It's not my issue here. We can discuss that, but that's not my issue. You may say, hands down, he's the best candidate. America needs him. You may believe the election was stolen from him in 2020. None of that is my issue here. None of that is my issue. I just feel deeply convicted before God as someone who believes in prophetic ministry today, as someone who believes wholeheartedly in the gifts of the Spirit. I'm unashamedly Pentecostal, charismatic, okay? No issues with me there. I simply feel, as someone who believes in prophecy today, that if God is saying anything, the word is enough with the prophecies already. We should have learned our lesson from all the failed prophecies in 2020. And I'm going to go through a lot of material and then be as edifying and helpful as I can. I'm not trying to please anyone except the Lord. I'm simply trying to speak the truth. I'm not trying to please critics. I'm not trying to please charismatics. I'm seeking to honor the Lord and speak the truth in the fear of God as a father, as an elder, as someone with a little experience, 52 years in the Lord, preaching 50 years now, which means I've made enough mistakes to learn from. And I've seen enough mistakes in the body. There are benefits with getting older and had enough time to reflect and listen and watch and pray above all. So you may say the prophets who said Trump would be elected in 2020 were absolutely right because he was elected. He did win. Okay, can I just speak candidly and plainly to you? If God showed these prophets that Trump would win the election, and you believe the election was stolen, which is why he's not in the White House, why didn't God tell these prophets in advance that the election would be stolen? Why did some of them prophesy he will have 8 consecutive years in the White House? That didn't happen, in case you missed it. Why did some guarantee that Joe Biden would not serve a single day in the White House? That prophecy didn't come to pass either. If I tell you the Lord has shown me that he is giving you a brand new car tomorrow, and sure enough, God speaks to some rich person to give you a car, and as they're driving the car over, it gets carjacked and stolen, and you never get it. Was my prophecy true or false? It was false. So those who said Trump would win the election, they were not just talking about a vote count. They were saying he would sit in the White House, which did not happen. And again, it begs the question, were we concerned about theoretically who won the vote count, or was our only question, who's going to be sitting in the White House? Who's going to be running the country the next 4 years? That was our question. And when people, allegedly prophets, said Trump will win, and all these words and all this confirmation, Trump will win in 2020, it didn't happen. Even my issue is not even election fraud. In other words, you may be utterly convinced that the election was stolen from him. And for sure, there were things that were done. Put aside vote count, okay? Put aside claims of election fraud. Put aside any of that, all right? My position was, whatever happened, if there was a stealing, I'm trusting the court system. And if it ends up that Joe Biden is president, that's what God ordained. Maybe for judgment. Doesn't mean it's a good thing. Could be for judgment. But I accept that outcome. So ultimately, when the courts didn't look into these things or the courts didn't find sufficient evidence, that settled the question for me. I never did any research in any depth as to whether the elections were stolen or not, and I never waded into that controversy. So that has not been my issue from day one. My issue has been all of those who were prophesying, and I watched the videos. I'm not going to name names again here. I've reached out to some privately without success and refused to talk to me, but I'm not going to go through all the names again. I've done that. I've named names. I've played clips on the air. I'm not doing that again right now, okay? But I have watched the videos where in December, they would say, or early January, watch what happens now in these next weeks before the inauguration. This state will turn from blue to red. The courts will overturn this. None of it happened. None of it happened. I remember one brother saying it'll be a December to remember, and this, well, it was a December to remember because of reproach and ignominy, not because of accurate prophecies. The things didn't happen. So before Joe Biden was inaugurated, and remember, I voted for Trump in 2016 and 2020, and I have grave, deep issues with the policies of the present administration. And I have some issues with Donald Trump as well. That's, but we're not getting into the political side of it, okay? You, in the fear of God, vote as you feel is right. You pray for the best candidates, etc., for the good of America, for the thriving of the church. You do those things. I'm not getting into political debate with you. You may think Trump's the best thing that ever happened, the worst thing that ever happened. That's not the issue or the concern here. We're talking today about prophetic ministry. You may say, I don't believe in prophetic ministry today, and that's why there was such a mess. Fine, I'm not trying to convince you. We can have that debate other times. I'm not trying to convince you. I am addressing broad issues here of great concern because it seems very clear that those who needed to learn their lessons the best from the debacle of 2020 have not yet learned those lessons. And we are going to perpetuate the same mess, hopefully not on as wide a scale. Hopefully many have awakened and realized the folly of what happened and the error of what happened. But many, and the key ones who should have, the loudest voices, have not yet recognized those things, have not repented. In fact, have blamed and attacked those of us who have called for accountability. I have no anger in my heart. I have pain. And to the extent that these are brothers and sisters in the Lord, some may be completely false. I don't know their lives. I mean, some are so wacky and out there that God only knows what's going on in their lives, whether they're saved or not. But those that are brothers and sisters in the Lord and have just fallen into deception and error, I want to see them restored. I want to see them healthy. And those who attack me publicly, they're not my enemies. It doesn't hurt me. All right, so there's nothing personal here. This is all about the glory of God and the health of the body. All right, if you discern anything else, well, I'm wounded, then you don't know me at all. Then your discernment needs discernment, okay? Because I'm speaking in love. I'm speaking out of concern for the glory of God and the health of the church. So in December, so it's after the elections, I was still hoping that the prophets or the alleged prophets who were saying Trump was going to be elected, that he won the election and that it was going to be overturned, I was still hoping they were right at that point because I voted for Trump and I preferred him to Biden, okay? So I wrote an article, a very, very strong article saying, listen, either you're right or you're wrong. It's that simple. Either you are right or you're wrong. Either you are courageously holding on to truth when everything is against you and you are courageous in your faith and it's going to pan out. And in January, was it the 20th, 24th, whatever the day of the inauguration, when Trump is inaugurated, we are going to say, wow, you held strong and we honor you. I said, if you're wrong, we're not going to throw you under the bus. You need to humble yourself. You need to find out why you got these things wrong and work in your life and ministry to get these things fixed. And let's move on. You humble yourself or you repent. Let's deal with the error. Let's deal with the why of the error. And let's try to move forward. I said, but please don't do this one thing. All right? Please, and I'm going to give you the dates for all the articles. And I'm going to go back through history. So you'll see that we've been shouting and sounding the alarm for some time now. I said, please don't do this. And I used an illustration I heard from the pastor of the church where I came to faith. The story was told, I don't know if it was just a joke, made-up story, or if it really happened. I never knew. But the point was the same. So there's this prophetic brother who's in this church service, and he has a word for a woman in the front of the building. My sister, the Lord has shown me he is calling you to the mission field. You are called to be a missionary. Ah, a missionary. And God is calling you to India. Oh, she's so blessed and touched. And he has a word for a man, for a brother in the back of the building. Brother, the Lord has shown me that you are a missionary, called to be a missionary, and he is sending you to China. A powerful word, wonderful. Well, it turns out it was a husband and wife. They were just in different parts of the building, and this so-called prophet didn't know it. So they get in the car, and they're all excited, because it was a rare thing, especially in those days, you know, 50-something years ago, to get a prophetic word. Wow. And the wife says, honey, honey, the man of God had a word over us. We're going to be missionaries. He said, I know. He had a word over me, too. Yes, I know. And she said, yeah, we're going to India. He said, no, we're going to China. She said, no, the man of God said we're going to India. He said, no, the man of God said we're going to China. I said, well, there's some discrepancy here. So they go back into the building. The brother's still there, and they come up to him. They said, hey, you had a word over my wife, and you said she's going to be a missionary, go to India. Then you had a word over me, said I'm going to be a missionary and go to China. There's a discrepancy here. He goes, oh, no, the Lord is calling you to Indochina. And I said, please, whatever you do, do not do that. And that is exactly what happened in the aftermath of the failed Trump prophecies. You know some of the junk that I've heard, all right, since then? I see a vision of Trump sitting enthroned in heaven, ruling with a golden scepter. He's the real president. Oh, yeah. It's got thousands of likes on Facebook. I documented it with name, with detail, with links in my book, The Political Seduction of the Church. Or how about this one? There are two presidents now, the false one, Biden, and the real one, Trump. I actually played that clip on the air. Another one. That's not really Joe Biden. That's someone impersonating him. Trump is the real president in God's sight. This is garbage. This is outrageous. This is drivel. This brings reproach to the name of Jesus. It brings reproach to the things of the Spirit. It makes all charismatics look bad. And it taints Christians in general who voted for Trump, because you all get blamed for this nonsense. It is not. This is absolute nonsense. And those putting it forth need to grow up and wake up and repent and stop dishonoring the Holy Spirit and stop dishonoring the name of Jesus. And I have no doubt about the rightness of what I had just said before the Lord. My friends, we will be right back after this word from our co-sponsor, Triviva. Don't go away.
I'm Paul Burnett, a board-certified doctor of holistic health, and I want to take this opportunity to talk to you about the importance of healthy blood flow and how it's enhanced by a miracle molecule known as nitric oxide. You see, blood vessels release nitric oxide, which increases blood flow, known as something called vasodilation. At Trivita, we take blood flow seriously for our members, and we've developed a nitric oxide plus supplement that has been formulated with natural ingredients designed to maximize nitric oxide production in our blood vessels, which increases blood flow. You may be wondering why you don't have as much energy as you used to. One study that I came across revealed that by the age of 40, we only produce about 50% of the nitric oxide production as compared to our 20s. And by the age of 70, the study showed that we're only producing about 15 to 25%. I have good news. As we age, there's another way for our body to increase nitric oxide production, and that's by converting nitrates in vegetables like beetroot into nitric oxide. Bottom line, with more nitric oxide, we stimulate more blood flow to our vital organs and we experience more energy while supporting healthy blood pressure. Trivita's Nitric Oxide Plus has been formulated to increase nitric oxide production and blood flow at every age.
To place your order for products to support your wellness goals, call 1-800-771-5584. Or online at Trivita.com as a Trivita introductory offer Use promo code BROWN25 and receive a 25% discount on the products of your choice. Call 1-800-771-5584. 800-771-5584. May you live with greater wellness.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on the Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome back to the Line of Fire broadcast. My